Finally today, some punk-tinged Balkan rock. The Belgrade band Repetitor performed in the capital of Kosovo last week. That may have been the first time a Serbian band performed in Pristina since the end of the Kosovo War in 1999. Nate Tabak reports that perhaps the most remarkable thing about the show was how normal it seemed.
Greetings from Belgrade, yeah!
There was a lot of connecting at Pristina's secret lounge Friday night, most of it in the form of moshing. The crowd included Kosovo Albanians and Serbs, stoked by Repetitor's raw sonic aggressiveness. And the verdict?
Awesome. It's a long time that I heard such a nice band, you know. It's nice, you know.
Valon Bajgora is a Pristina filmmaker who was in the audience.
They just make a nice atmosphere, and then like people just dancing and having fun.
That pretty much sums up the reaction. The sense was Repetitor had played one of the best rock shows in town in recent memory. They just happened to be a Belgrade band singing in Serbian, a language seldom heard in largely Albanian Pristina. It's also associated with a bitter legacy of repression and war from the 1990s. Ergen Berisha is part of a Pristina hip-hop duo who opened for Repetitor. He says the Serbian show was an example of performance transcending prejudice and old wounds.
This is the music, you know. I don't think we should have hate on the music, on the art.
Yeah.
The next afternoon, as they waited for burgers and onion rings at a Pristina restaurant, Repetitor's three members talked over their Pristina debut. Boris Vlastelica is Repetitor's lead singer and guitar player.
So we sort of broke the ice. I hope for others to come. I mean, for me, it's just normal. I mean, it's like playing anywhere else.
Maybe not entirely normal.
I think that her mother doesn't know she's in Pristina.
The mother of Repetitor drummer Milena Milutinovic didn't know her daughter was in Kosovo.
Yeah, after I came, I'm gonna tell her.
Why didn't you tell her?
Because she's scared. She think I'm gonna be killed here. And yeah, media crap.
The band managed to survive its Kosovo mini-tour, which included a stop in a Serb enclave in the north. Only a few weeks ago, some NATO peacekeepers were injured in clashes with Serb protesters there who continue to reject an independent Kosovo. But Vlastelica is reluctant to put Repetitor's visit in the context of the turbulent relations between Serbia and Kosovo.
It would be so wrong if this was turned into some television, you know, media-covered friendship. Peace, and it's just a gig for people. Politicians, I don't think they can learn. I mean, they could learn, but they're never going to learn.
The bottom line, Repetitor came to play music. Repetitor emerged in 2005 as part of a Serbian rock movement that drew upon the new wave scene that thrived in Yugoslavia in the 1970s and 80s. Bardi Haliti is a 26-year-old graphic designer who brought the band to Kosovo for a student festival called Skena Up. He says they make those classic sounds relevant to a new generation.
They're singing like about how it really sucks to be a young person in like Serbia and also in Balkans, and I sort of in a way related to that attitude.
It seems Haliti wasn't the only one. Repetitor says after Friday's concert, they received several offers to play again in Kosovo next year. For the world, I'm Nate Tabak, Pristina.
That's all for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Rock on.